Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Pleased to be joined now by the Royal Valley girls basketball coach. That is David Boucher, as we're coming up on the final couple weeks here of the regular season. Coach, couple games to talk about with you here, as got a game Friday at Perry Lecompton, Tuesday this week against Rossville. Go 1-1 in that stretch, and the victory was Friday at Perry Lecompton, 47-36. Let's start there. What'd you like? What'd you take away?
Oh, we battled. It's our most consistent game on both ends of the floor, and we really shared the ball again pretty well. I think we had 11 assists and 13 turnovers, so almost 1-1, which is close to our goal. And some of those assists or some of the turnovers are just late, getting a little sloppy with the ball. But for the most part, through the first 3.5 quarters, we really played locked in team basketball, both offensively and defensively. It was fun to watch.
Rossville on Tuesday night, it did not go the way for you guys with, again, Rossville. They've been kind of a streaky team, just kind of like you guys this year. There's some games where it seems like when everything's put together, man, we can compete with anybody in this league. And then sometimes, just some nights, things might be off. I feel that's kind of the way with Rossville this year, but you might have caught them on one of their better nights offensively. You know, 63-37 was that final. They got two top-tier players, two all-league players, no doubt about it, in Burdick and Dick, and then, you know, just kind of pairing it up, and just kind of maybe things unraveled a little bit on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's the same. They're the same as us, and it's what's, you know, like you mentioned, it's the way it goes. It's hard to explain exactly. We're just a little off. You know, I don't know. We had some uncharacteristic turnovers, things that we haven't done in years and haven't done, I mean, I haven't seen in a while, and just didn't play as connected as we played on Friday. Just didn't play as connected on Tuesday. I don't, you know, it's hard to explain some things, and the ball didn't always go in, and we had openings. We had, you know, we missed a lot of rim opportunities, a lot of paint shots, and we had kick out threes, and we had good looks at the basket, and it just didn't go in. I don't know what to say, and they've got such great players, but also their role players made shots and made more shots than they had been. And so, you know, we got outscored by 18 from the 3-point line. And that wasn't all their stars. I think, their young players are really playing. If they can play like that, they've got a chance to really make some noise in 2A, I think. But yeah, we just didn't play as connected. And what's nice is the sun comes up and we get to get back after it and get to be together and practice and improve on what we didn't do well.
So you guys got four games left here in the regular season. A quick turnaround Thursday night at 3A, number one Silver Lake. So very good team in Rossville. Now you see the top team in 3A, top team in the league right now, on a pretty short turnaround. Again, just one day of practice leading up to that. But Silver Lake, I mean, I could sit here for 25, 30 minutes and give you all the positives and the strengths that they have. Obviously, they're an elite team. What are you hoping to see from your team in this game on Thursday night?
It's just like it's another team, just another game. You just want to play. We want to play more connected. You know, 32 minutes of basketball. We haven't put a full 32 minutes together. We've been close. We've been close, but there's things here and there, and it's really just playing connected. And what that means is, you know, driving gaps, shooting when open, taking what the defense gives you, moving the ball, attacking closeouts on offense, crashing the offensive boards, you know, making things hard on the defense and putting them in questionable situations, trying to get as many two-on-ones as possible and finding the right person. We did, you know, we had opportunities on Tuesday where we did that, and so that was beneficial. We just didn't find enough of those on the offensive end.
Coach, real quick, are you one that peaks, you know, at the sub-state standings? You guys are kind of middle of the pack with that 500 record. There's a lot of teams kind of jumbled up in there. Are you one to kind of wait and just see how it plays out, or are you kind of peeking at it from time to time?
You know, I understand where it's at. We're getting down to it, Brandon. I mean, we're 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
From Friday, and we're going to have a game. You know, it could be the end of the season. So, we kind of look at it here and there, and but it's one of those things. It's like goals, man. You want to have a goal, and you want to be reaching and striving for the goal. But your daily activity towards that goal is way more important. You know, what are you doing every day? You know, what are we doing to build our team? What are we doing to fix our mistakes and grow as a basketball team? But also reinforce what we do well on a daily basis, on a moment basis, you know, and we just keep building brick by brick. But yeah, so we look at it because it's the goal. We just kind of see where we are. But also, you know, it's the day in, day out activity that's important for us.
And you're right back to it against the best team right now in the Big East. That is Silver Lake on Thursday night. Royal Valley coach David Boucher on the girls' side joining us. We appreciate it, good sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.